Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well at whatever time of day or night this finds you. Were you with us last time? I hope so, because if you were, then you will remember we divided verse 15 of Genesis 3 into three parts so that we can more easily understand what God is saying to us. We want to hear from God. And yet our time is short, and we have attention spans that are regularly distracted. So we need to find ways to communicate truth such that we will grasp what is being taught, and so we remember what we learn. Breaking down certain verses into parts can help us with this. At least that is my desire. So this reminder, Genesis 3:15 begins, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." That is part one. "And between your seed and her seed." That is part two. "He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." That is part three. We cover parts one and two, and we want to get on to part three. But first, I have something more I want to say about part two, picking up where we left off last time. We said that the enmity is between the children of Satan and the children of God. By your seed, God means the seed, the children, the offspring, the descendants, if you will, of Satan. And by her seed, God means the seed, the children, the offspring, and the descendants, if you will, of Eve. These are the children of God who begin with Jesus and include everyone who has ever or will ever believe in Christ. Should you have been otherwise occupied yesterday and missed the broadcast or podcast, you can easily and quickly get caught up at godisministry.org. Just visit godisministry.org and press play on podcast number 927 on the homepage. That's podcast number 927. And if you are thinking, "Well, this sounds complex," just read your Bible. Once you read for yourself Genesis 3:15, I think you will agree that what I am saying makes clear sense. That's the thing. You have to participate along with us in this journey of getting to know our great God better. I hope you are always inspired to search the scriptures as you hear God is. Now, when we talk about the children of God, sometimes this is confusing. Here is why, and I can put this in the form of a question. Are all people God's children, or are only Christian people God's children? Let me give that to you again. Are all people God's children, or are only Christian people God's children? Have you thought about that? Now you might say, "Hey, we were listening yesterday, Swallow, and we already know what you think." All right, you got me there. It should have been quite obvious to you that I believe only Christians are children of God. So what I want to do now is to show you why I say this from the scripture. I do not believe in universal redemption. Sometimes this is called universalism, which is the poor theological concept that all people will be saved by God in the end. Essentially, there are no children of the devil. There are only children of God. This I vehemently reject because the Bible rejects this. I have several Bible verses to share with you, but I really want you to see that God rejects universalism. God tells us he rejects that all people will be saved right here in Genesis 3. In our verse, we are told that not all the people who follow Adam and Eve will be children of God. Instead, the Lord divides people into those who are the seed of the devil and those who are the seed of the woman, the seed of God. And we know by practical experience there are always those who oppose God and the people of God. And we Christians are those who oppose Satan and the people of Satan in the sense that we will not embrace for ourselves their father, who is Satan. Our father is God. Maybe you have had the same experience I have had. You are in conversation with a friend and you are trying to convince them of Jesus as worthy of their commitment. You are telling them, who is the gospel? He is Jesus. And to do this, you make a distinction between followers of Christ, such as yourself, and them. But they stop you, rather abruptly and firmly. They push back on the distinction. About now, you likely hear something like this. I believe we are all the children of God. And what this person means is that God accepts us all and treats us all as his children, irrelevant of what we believe. So, one can be an atheist and still be a child of God. One can reject Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the one Savior and still be a child of God. One can live an immoral, unethical, a life without any integrity, a life antithetical to the Bible, and is still a child of God? Many of our friends and family members will argue, yes. Serious Christians rooted in the Bible, no. We affirm that only those who belong to Christ are the children of God. The remainder are the children of Satan. To be a child of God, you must receive Jesus and believe in him. You must reject there is any other way to God. Listen to John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 12. I am reading John 1, 12. But as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in Jesus' name. Well, that is clear. To those who receive Jesus, to those who believe in his name, Jesus gives the right to become the children of God. Who has the right to call someone a child of God? Jesus does. And only he can give you the right to be God's son or the right to be God's daughter. So those who do not believe and do not receive Jesus, to those who do not believe in his name, Jesus does not give you the right to become the children of God. This is serious, and this is true. Everything Jesus says is true. If you do not believe in the name of Jesus, you are not a child of God. Do you understand that? Jesus must give you the right to be a child of God. And in Romans chapter 8, further along in the New Testament, we learn the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, must agree that you are indeed God's son or daughter. There is Trinitarian participation here, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jot down Romans chapter 8, verse 16. I am reading Romans 8, 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. Jesus gives us the right to be the children of God, and the Holy Spirit testifies within us that indeed we are the children of God. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is why I believe not every person is a child of God. And did you know that in the Bible, never are people who reject Christ called God's children? Never. God's word has a very different description given of people who are not Christians. In the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is writing about being Christian when he makes a powerful contrast between children of God and what he calls children of wrath. He says those who do not love Christ are children of God's wrath. The wrath of God is his just punishment for sin. Ephesians 2, verse 3, children of wrath and not children of God. As usual, hearing from Jesus himself will seal the truth. Here is how Christ puts who is and who is not a child of God. I'm going back to the gospel according to John, this time chapter 8 and verse 42. John 8, 42, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. for I have not even come on my own initiative, but God sent me. If, that's a key word, if God were your father, you would love me, Jesus. But since you do not love me, God is not your father. And then just two verses later at John 8:44, Jesus will call the unbelieving people children of the devil. So Christ is clear, only Christians are the children of God. If you are with us today and you are thinking, wow, I am not a child of God, I have very good news for you. You can become a child of God right now. What God requires of you is only this: have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to Galatians 3, verse 26. Galatians is another book of the Bible. It is in the New Testament, and I am reading Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You are sons of God how? Through faith in Christ Jesus. There you are, my friend. Do you want to be a child of God rather than a child of Satan? Then right now, put your faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in Christ, you will be given the right to be a son or a daughter of God, and you can call God Father. This is true for everyone within the sound of my voice and all people who we will share this message with. Today is the day for you to turn your back on your father, the devil, and to be adopted by God into his family. I would love to welcome you to the family of God. Reach out to me and let me know of your interest. Are all people God's children? Or are only Christian people God's children? I trust the answer is clear. Only Christians. Join us again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.